the importance of it. We all know that Jesus Christ is coming. Jesus Christ is waiting for the whole church to be perfected, all ready to receive. He's going to receive a perfect bride. Every move of the Spirit, everything that the Spirit of God does on this earth, as far as the church is concerned, is to perfect the church, prepare the church, adorn the church, clothe the church, wash the church, purify the church, separate the church. Already a pure bride for Him to come and receive. When the day comes and He opened the portals of heaven and say, "Come!" And the bride will rapture forth towards Him to enjoy together the blessing of the Lord at the marriage supper of the Lamb. But the bride must prepare itself. The bride of Jesus Christ. And there's one instrument that's used to wash the bride of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5 tells us that Jesus Christ washed the Word by the renewing of whatever, that's the Word of God, to prepare the church without spot, without wrinkle, without any sin, the church of God, by the renewing of the Word of God. Renew. Under focus on the word renew. Renew, to continually have a fresh infilling, to continually have a fresh experience in the Lord. When the presence of the Lord moves, there is a veil that comes upon people's lives sometimes. And unless that veil is torn apart, the presence of the Lord cannot be reached unto. Well, quickly, just turn with me to all these scriptures now. And we read these scriptures as foundation together. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. The inward man is being renewed day by day. Turn with me now to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10. And have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. Notice the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. And then turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 16 and 17. That He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints the width, length, and depth and height of the love of Christ. But we all are being strengthened by the Holy Spirit in our inner man. Right now, and all the time, the Holy Spirit is moving inside our spirit. Where is the Holy Spirit? Jesus Christ told His disciples before He left His disciples. He said that I'm going, and it is expedient for you, because if I do not go, the Holy Spirit cannot come to you. But if I go, the Holy Spirit can come to you. And He said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will come. The world will not know Him, because the world neither know Him nor hear Him, neither see Him nor know Him. But you will know Him, for He will be with you and will dwell in you. The Holy Spirit, when He comes to this planet Earth, does not just float about on the atmosphere all over like the clouds floating in the blue skies above. The Holy Spirit doesn't move that way. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit lives inside us or on us. The Holy Spirit needs instruments to abide on or in. And today in the new covenant of God, the Holy Spirit has been sent in such a great measure. The Bible says the Spirit of God is poured upon all flesh. The Holy Spirit has now come to dwell inside us. Inside us. With the coming of the Holy Spirit inside us, something has been placed in the body of Christ. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Then he turned around and gave it to his disciples and sent them out to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit dwells inside us. Notice in Ephesians chapter 3, in verse 16, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. At first, when I read it in my earlier days, I used to read it this way and say that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory.